jokes.
Where's Mr. Harcum?
Everybody just love him.
Harcum, he's...
What's that?
Where's Mr. Harcum? He's a good joke guy.
That would be a different committee, I believe.
All right, if everyone's content with the minutes, then do I hear a motion to accept them as presented?
So moved.
Second.
By Mr. Kaufman and seconded by Ms. Mack.
Ms. Mack.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The minutes are accepted as presented. We have one action item. Virginia Department of Transportation Fiber Optics.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. The first action item, the Virginia Department of Transportation Fiber Optics, will be presented by David Couch. He's our Director of Infrastructure Renewal Program. Mr. Couch.
Good morning.
Good morning. Expeditiously, if you please, Mr. Couch, as you know, we have multiple meetings this morning.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
The purpose is to go through a four-part agreement. The first part of the agreement provides us with a fiber optics link between the Vienna Station and the new West Falls Church, new West Docks bus facility out I-66. This will allow us to have a dedicated connection to our internal LANWAN and business systems without having to go through a process that involves rental long-term of T1 lines. It utilizes an existing duct bank for the majority of the run and just requires the installation of fiber optics. This was previously briefed to the committee a year ago when we went through the process with the West Ox bus facility.
Mr. Chairman. Since we're not prepared to debate the best duct bank arrangement, I'd be happy to move the item since it seems to make sense.
If there's no objection, Mr. Kaufman, make your motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaufman, seconded by Mr. Deegan to approve the license agreement before us. Discussion of the motion, Mr. Deegan.
I have one question. Do we belong to the United Telecom Council?
Sure.
And that's local, and we spend a ton of money at APTA. We might want to look into that because they can be helpful in getting revenue from a lot of these fiber optic cables.
United Telecom,
right.
Yeah. Telecom Council. 901 Pennsylvania Avenue.
That's
far away.
How much, Charlie?
Yes. Not here is more than what APTA costs.
Not nearly as much as.
Is APTA.
Can we get the next slide up?
Sure.
Next one after that. That's the one.
Okay, before we act on this, I think it's good just to put in front of everybody why it is that this action item is here, which is really, I think, on this page.
This provides basically four different processes. The first is that conductivity to West Ox. The second one gives us a permanent and temporary failover by connecting the ends of our lines, the Vienna Station and Franconia Springfield, so we have continuity of operations. The last allows VDOT to use our tunnels to put a fiber optic cable between their emergency centers down to the Pentagon location.
So this is a good thing.
Very good.
This is a good thing. And I'm just saying the cost on this?
The cost was for the West Ox portion of it was in the budget that was presented last year. It didn't require any additional approval. It's a line item of $600,000. The remainder of it for the fiber there's a small amount that's under a previously approved safety and security grant.
So some of it's grant funds. All right, the motion is to recommend approval and forward on to the board this license agreement. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Couch. We have an information item on the bus conference. Let me ask a scheduling issue. The next committee up is
Policy
and Legislative.
One item. It'll take 5 minutes.
Right.
Okay. Well, let me ask. Do we want to talk about the bus conference today, or do we want to put it off and move on to the next?
We probably have a little time. The next meeting is
after PLNA. We have real estate. This is one public action item.
And then we have to go into closed?
No. Before the board?
Right, and it's two items there.
Okay, so perhaps not.
And that's the one that concerns me, because that's moving to another place and all that.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'll say again, do you want to have some discussion, Ms. Mack, of the bus conference?
I would spend about 10 minutes.
All right.
Say.
That works for me. We'll spend about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll run through it very quickly, since many of you were in attendance. What I want to do just before I begin is just to thank a couple of people, a couple of groups that we work with. Obviously, we work with the board very closely, WMATA staff, and as well, the Riders Advisory Committee, the Elderly and Disabled Committee, and we got input from our passengers through a website, a chat room that we set up. We actually got 44 remarks, some really good ideas from the passengers as well. The conference, we had expected to attract about 150 people. We got over 280 of local elected officials, as well as transportation experts in different fields, and very active involvement on the part of these attendees in the four workshop areas that we had: the traffic management, bus stops, service integration, and the fare policy. We also showcased 13 buses, and there was a new bus that might be part of WMATA's fleet as we get into our multi-year procurement. We had 20 exhibits by the jurisdictions, from commuter stores all the way up to actually providing services on the various local transit systems. Next slide, please. We started the conference with the framework being laid out by Jack Art Holmes, the Montgomery County Transport Director, and as well, Ms. Mack, Don Cato, our new general manager, yourself, Mr. Chairman, and Mr. Linton. You had actually requested that we reach out to other communities to learn what they're doing in those areas, and Mr. Linton chaired a panel, an outstanding panel, in fact, on national best practices. We had an individual from L.A. talking about the rapid bus program. Cleveland individual addressed the bus stop program in Cleveland. Arlington, Illinois, had a representative talking about service integration, and we had a good presentation from a manager in Chicago Transit Authority talking about their fare policy initiatives. Next slide. We had four breakouts, and these are two of the breakouts. Now, these breakouts really started out with some draft action plans, and the purposes of those breakout sessions was really to get in and look at those draft proposals that have been submitted mostly by staff and try to reach some final agreement on the various areas that we could address to improve a service for bus riders from end to end on their trips. The workshops were well attended, in fact, mostly at capacity. Exceeded the capacity of the rooms that we had available for them. And we've got some really good action plans. I want to thank Michelle Pochot, who moderated the traffic management work group. Kathy Ichter from Fairfax County was responsible for service integration. Howard Benn from Montgomery County moderated the stop session. And our Chuck Woodruff, our CFO, was the leader for the fare policy. They all worked very hard. They only had an hour and 15 minutes to come up with the action plans that they produced. And in fact, we're starting to see some action already. Just yesterday, the Transportation Planning Board took an action to move one of the recommendations coming out of the I think there was an information item. Mr. Chairman, Ms. Porcio might want to brief you all quickly on that TPB action.
Just quickly, thank you, Mr. Chairman, for your vote. And it was an information item, but the board, the TPP, clearly instructed staff to begin immediately to put in place the bus committee that will look at long-range planning, which is the charge of the Transportation Planning Board. Thank you.
And that was, if you notice here, one of the items for both of those workshops was to put in place a regional mechanism that would facilitate the implementation of these various actions. Next slide. On the bus stop side, there was a call for a much-needed regional approach to maintaining bus stops and shelters, and as well providing information for the customers and making those bus stops and shelters more accessible for people with disabilities and others who need more easy access to the stops. On the fare policy side, there seemed to be a consensus for incentivizing our Smart Trip card as the way to make the payments. Next slide.
We had ahead for the next steps. We all have to speak. So.
Okay, if we could, if I could just mention one thing here, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
We did have a speaker from Southwest Airlines talking about their customer service program, and he mentioned two things, one of which is listed there. The other point he made was that happy employees make for happy customers, and we just want to remind us all about that, and that was a very important takeaway from that particular presentation by Greg Kiesch. Next slide. The next step. We are moving forward to capture the results of the conference in a conference report. A hard copy of it will be made available, and as well we'll put it on the website for access by others. We'll definitely plan to address the 44 questions, suggestions rather, that came in from the riders. Many of those suggestions are reflected in the action plans, even at this point. Also, we're setting up an interdepartmental management team where we'll assign one individual to each of the four areas to be responsible for coordinating the implementation plan for each of those. Ms. Porcheau just mentioned that TPB has under consideration the establishment of the Regional Bus Committee. And then finally, we'll be working with the state and local governments as they move forward with their budgets to incorporate some of the improvements that are reflected in the plans into their capital budgets, mostly in terms of their highway budgets, to help us accomplish some of the actions. So that's the report on the conference.
Thank you, Thomas. You said that in the four areas that there would be lead staffers assigned for each of those areas?
Yes.
And who they are will become known at some point.
So the planning department is going to take the lead. We still haven't quite assigned each individual.
I wasn't
yet
asking for names today. Just
but we do plan
as you
to
make
that.
Those assignments, people know right. Who the contact points are. That's probably going to be generally helpful for everyone. Discussion on the conference. Mrs. Mack.
Well, he goes first.
All right. Mr. Linton.
Let me just, first of all, let me thank all the staff for their efforts and all right from the region that that attended, and also all the board members that were able to give a substantial portion of time to be there. We know those that were not there had other conflicts. But let me say I was impressed that our incoming general manager both was at the conference, but also expressed to the audience his desire to follow up with this group and create a working group that will work on execution. I thought that was a very, very timely and specific suggestion by him. And I think that indicates that this is only the beginning of a process to get these projects actually executed and get some regional commitment to them. So I just wanted to make sure that that was highlighted and we know that there is a plan going forward to make this work. And I'm very excited that Michelle has been able to work with the planning organization regionally to put this forth as well. So it looks like we're on our way.
I should have gone first because I'm going to say everything Gordon said. But it was really an exciting conference, an exciting day. It was great to have the region there in the room. I think the fact that John Cato took the time out to come to the conference was actually good for us and showed how important bus service is for him. But he also got an opportunity to meet, and this is really a privilege, to meet the region in one place at one time. That was a wonderful beginning. And just to underscore the point that Gordon made, we all acknowledged at the time that this was just the beginning. It was nice to get together for a big conference to talk about things we need to do, but the proof was going to be in having that generate some motion to move forward. And from what I've heard today, that motion has already started. So I'm very pleased about that and thank Gordon for his leadership in getting us together in that manner.
Second
in the year of the bus.
Mrs. Hudgens, and then Mr.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to tell you how much I regret that I wasn't here, because as much as I slid down here on a bus, it would have been really great to have been able to attend, because I think it should be a major priority in what we're doing in this region. And I just have one question, because I'm sure this is in our mind, but it's not articulated. When we talk about integration, and you listed many things that would be you would take in consideration and integration of service, one piece that I think is so important is that we have the other side of the transportation folks at the table, so that they understand and work with us in making transit by bus work best. Some of our barriers are created by our highway friends and engineers, and the ability to make a really good bus service work means, I think, being able to have all of the network of transportation work well coordinated together. So when we do this integration part, that we talk about some of the things that you need in a good bus service that is not part of the transit side specifically, but is part of the transportation element. The barriers that become the true obstacles in doing what we want to do right are not often created by the planning and execution that we do on the transit side.
Very good. Thank you.
One thing that was distributed at the TPP yesterday as an information item was a draft of kind of the mission and proposed action items of the committee that will be voted on in January. And what I would like is for that to come before the board members as well here. And I don't know what would be the appropriate meeting, but if the board members could look at it and weigh in on that before the TPB meeting, which would be toward the end of January, I think that would be fabulous. Because when I looked at it, you know, I keep talking about that I would like that group to look at long range, kind of the 20-year time frame is what the TPB looks at, and that wasn't in there at all. And the other thing that I think would be great for all of us is to have a concept for what we're going to see at the one-year anniversary of this group. And so I think we need to give that feedback to the group so that, you know, a year from now we'll be able to measure the success and determine where we go from there. Thank you.
That's great.
Steve? Yeah. Edward, I noticed we spent $65,000 of the $100,000 the board approved. And it was a very good conference. I want to join my colleagues in commending you on that. But the remainder, $35,000, is that it's going to take $35,000 to do a written report?
Don't really know. We sort of doubt it. A lot of the work is going to be done by our staff, but we'll probably need some sort of support in putting the document together, mostly on the graphic side, I would say. We want to kind of make it easy to read and as well kind of take that product and install it on the internet. So I'm not sure. I doubt if it'll take the full balance of the funds, but we would use some of those funds to get the final two products.
I just noticed in the funding impact that you proposed to keep the remaining funds for that report. And after last week's meeting, I thought it might be appropriate to kind of mention we're looking for every nickel and dime here. And we might not need the big fancy graphic report. You know, my hope is that one day we're going to, this group will be able to maybe redo all our bus routes through the region to make it more economical and easy for our customers and our buses. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Coffin.
On page 27 of 31, and again, thank you for the numbered, the pagination. Under fair policy, the second bullet, it says that consensus was reached on the principles behind the policies discussed. Can you just remind us or share with us what some of those principles might be?
Well, there are four principles, if I recall. One, that we want to kind of maximize, kind of use our fare policy to maximize all of the services that are available. Two, we wanted to try to incentivize the customers to use the Smart Trip cards, since it would be more cost-effective for the authority in terms of not having to handle so much cash. Also, we wanted to make sure that the fare policy was as equitable as it could be, recognizing that in many cases some of our bus riders are the lowest income passengers in the system, and that to the degree we could come up with a policy that was pretty equitable, we wanted to do that. And then, you know, there is an opportunity to consider a fare increase as we proposed in the budget presentation, but to target it and not to, in fact, necessarily have an across-the-board fare increase, but to consider a way that would kind of take into consideration the other three items, you know, making the service work best and try to target folks to use the Smart Trip. So those were the four. Target the increase, try to use the policy to get the most out of the services that we have available, make sure that we're taking advantage of the technology vis-a-vis Smart Trip, and having some equity in the pricing services.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to thank Ms. Thomas for the summary, and also just put in the early note as Mr. Berry had raised the question about maximizing parking fees or market rate. I'd emphasize once again that not every car parked in our parking garage is an Escalante. So.
I don't even know what that is.
Escalade.
Escalade, whatever.
I still don't know what that is.
Cadillac.
With its own zip code.
Right.
That was a softball pitch to the man who really knows his vehicles.
I know some kind of vehicles, but that's not the kind of vehicles I know.
Mr. Solomon.
I'm still driving a 20th century car.
I've seen it.
I think we had a very good first start with this conference, and I'd like to thank in particular Mr. Linton for promoting the idea in the first place. Also, Ms. Rochelle for helping kind of one of the first steps get going over at TPB, as we approved yesterday, as was noted, the committee. Also a small step, but nonetheless an important step in getting us moving in the right direction. What will matter is follow through. The biggest value of the conference, I think, was some of the people that it brought in the same room together, who know each other individually in many cases, in some cases don't know each other, but probably never saw all those people in the same place at the same time.
Right.
And for something that we know we need to expand, I mean, bus service generally, in a coordinated way through many different agencies throughout the region, of which this one is central and largest, but not the only one. I think that's a great first step to have brought everybody together that way and begin getting that discussion going. But it is only that, and we are going to have to follow through with it. It's an appropriate, you know, kind of conclusion to the year of the bus. But we need more than a year of the bus. We need a long-term commitment to improving this important component of our transportation system. And most of the things that will really have a big impact are matters that require a lot of different kinds of investment, money being one of them, but not the only one, in particular the devotion of human resources, like the work of all the people who were in that room and some who weren't. Many who work for bus agencies or run them around the region, but many who don't. Many who are involved in running street systems and traffic signals and other components that are critical to an effectively working transit system. And we need to make sure that we make permanent links among all those people to begin moving toward a system in the future that really is very different than what we have today, and one in which everybody knows that whether they regularly take the bus or not, where everyone knows how to do it if they need to or want to, and where it's truly advantageous, easy to use, one of the most efficient ways to get around. We, I think, have identified over the last several years the kind of steps we need to take to get there, and now the question is how we get a real plan in place that moves us there steadily, perhaps incrementally, but steadily and unmistakably, unwaveringly toward that goal by some known point in the future. So I'm hoping that next year we'll see, as part of the work plan of this agency, the follow-through for how we're going to really build on this foundation and build something that will last a long time. Any further comments? If not, Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Thomas, everybody was involved in that.
Okay.
I don't believe there's any more business for this committee this morning. Our next meeting is in January. I don't remember the date. I think it might be
January 18th.
18th. 11th?
18th.
I was going to guess the 18th. I would have been right.
As usual, Mrs. Aaron.
Well, I don't know about that. But January 18th is our next meeting, and we will now adjourn and go directly into the
Policy and Legislative Committee.
Policy and Legislative Committee. Thank you very much.